We got my man Bob Kendrick on the phone with us with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum getting ready for the Buck O'Neill birthday bash. Bob, how's it going?
Playmaker, it's going well, man. It's good to catch up. Thanks so much, as always, for having me on the show.
Oh, I love talking to you, Bob, especially anything that's going on with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. How many birthday bashes have we done, Bob, for Buck O'Neill?
It's been a number because for over a decade before he passed away, Buck always used his birthday to help raise money and awareness for his museum, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And after he passed away in 2006, and it's still hard to believe that it's been 19 years since Buck passed away,
wow,
because everywhere I go, someone has a Buck O'Neill story, and I never get tired of hearing them, but it feels as if it is keeping him alive. We continue the tradition of celebrating his illustrious life. And Playmaker, no one loved a good party like Buck O'Neill. And we've got a great party planned in his honor this Saturday night at the Little Theater down at the KC Convention Center. And we're going to celebrate his life with the soul of baseball is what we're calling it. And it's called Soul to Soul. And we've got performances by saxophone sensation Pamela Williams, who just had the number one smooth jazz record Strolling on the smooth jazz chart. And my man, Adam Harley, 18 times Billboard number one recording artist and producer, both live in concert on this Saturday night. The big event starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Of course, there's a VIP ticket that people can get that allows them to come to the reception. And then there's general admission and just regular seating for those who just want to come and hang out and celebrate Buck's life.
I'm telling you, and this is a great way as well to help out the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum actually having a good time, and proceeds is going to help benefit that. Is that right, Bob?
Absolutely. That's exactly what Buck would have wanted, for these proceeds to benefit his museum.
Yes.
And, you know, we appreciate all the support that we get. And when we can have fun remembering and reflecting on this man's life, because as I tell people all the time, Playmaker, no one loved life and people more than Buck. Now, there may have been some who loved it just as much, but no one loved life and people more than Buck O'Neill. So it's only fitting that we would continue to celebrate the spirit of this legendary man and do it for his cause, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. So there's still a few tickets left. I hope people will want to come out and hang out with us. You can go to www.nlbm.com for Soul to Soul, Buck O'Neill's 114th birthday celebration.
Wow. You better not miss this event going down this Saturday night as we get into our holiday season. Bob, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. The Buck O'Neill birthday bash, always a party. It's always good to talk to you, Bob. Much success this Saturday night.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing people hanging out with us. We're going to have a heck of a party.
It's always a party with Bob in the house. Trust me, believe that.